Trump blasts never Trump haters, no talent to get anything done. By Paul Bois on June 26, 2022. Former President Donald Trump issued a severe smackdown to his Republican haters in a statement on Sunday, characterizing them as talentless fools. Calling out George Will, Rich Lowry, Jonah Goldberg, and others by name, the former president said that nobody should listen to such foolish, stupid people. I listen to all of these foolish, stupid people, often living in a bygone era, like the weak and frail Reno Peggy Noonan, who did much less for Ronald Reagan than she claims, and who actually said bad things about him and his ability to speak, or Rich Lowry, who has destroyed the once wonderful and influential National Review, the pride and joy of the legendary William F. Buckley, or George Will, whose mind is decaying with hatred and envy before our very eyes, or Jonah Goldberg and Stephen Hayes, two people who are finally out of the conversation and of no relevance whatsoever. The former president further charged that such Renos, Republicans in name only, have no idea what the MAGA movement is, and their criticism comes from a place of talentless insecurity. People like these are nasty, jealous, not smart, and of no use to the potential greatness of our country, he concluded. They talk, they criticize, and they complain, but they don't have the ability or talent to get anything done. They are short-sighted losers, and will never understand what it takes to make America great again. The president's statement comes on the heels of him celebrating the overturning of Roe v. Wade, which would not have been possible without the three Supreme Court justices he appointed during his tenure: Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. The court handed down a victory for the Constitution, a victory for the rule of law, and above all, a victory for life. This breakthrough is the answer to the prayers of millions and millions of people. And these prayers have gone on for decades and decades. They've been praying, and now those prayers have been answered, the former president said. However, even in the wake of such a massive victory, never Trump diehards like Kevin Williamson of the National Review argued that the former president bears no responsibility for what happened. A lucky or unlikely outcome, no matter how pleasing it is when it happens, does not retroactively redeem stupid and irresponsible decisions. The fact that something dumb worked out in a fortunate way does not mean that the thinking that went into it wasn't stupid and irresponsible, argued Williamson.